Let's go right back to the phones and pick up Sarah in California, and she's got a question about her eyes. Are you there, Sarah?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Fine. Not really.
Okay.
I just went to eye doctor, and due to surgery for the retina detachment, after God knows 3-4 surgeries,
yep.
They gave me glaucoma, and then
yep.
they said they fixed it.
Yep.
Now they're telling me the back of the eye is shrinking.
Yep.
So,
okay. So you've had your adventures. May I ask how old a woman you are?
I'm 59.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
140.
Okay, well, let me tell you, it's just one eye or both eyes that are giving you?
No, one eye. That's
okay.
The left eye, and the right eye has cataract.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, if the left eye has given us all this trouble, there may have been an injury, a trauma to the forehead or around the eye or the cheek, or there may be a tooth that's reflexing up into that eye. And you're going to need to find that as fast as you can because it's already caused enough trouble for this eye. Okay? And what we can do to slow this process is to get you on some eye complex, which can help. And I would probably use about 8 of them per day. You could take them all at breakfast or spread them out. And I would do this until we have figured out where the injury trauma sites are that are creating all the trouble, and we've got those erased for sure. Then you will continue the eye complex for maybe 2 months after that, and until you see no further improvement in the vision from that eye, end of the game. Now, let's cover one thing, too, with regard to detached retina.
Mm-hmm.
This is a condition that we know very well responds to SOD, superoxide dismutase.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have an SOD just empty under your tongue. It's produced from bifidobacteria, the best there is on the planet, a Japanese government-subsidized product developed there, and a wonderful product. If there's an issue with detached retina, that's the guy that you want to use for the nutrition support for the body. Okay. Now, since that's resolved, supposedly, what we need to do is we've got issues of glaucoma and the eye shrinking in the back. So I would say the issue of the shrinking eye complex will help because it helps the lens, the retina, and the macula, and the eyeball itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it does not help the optic nerve. Okay, in the case of cataract, either one of these can have calcium deposits involved. So at your age, I would suspect you've got to get on the HCL detox kit. And at your age and weight, I would say you need about 4 HCL and 2 activator.
Mm-hmm.
And this should now allow you back to that norm of stomach acid and then 2 quantum digest with the meal or at the end of the meal, with the meal being the best.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're digesting your food. Now the next thing you got to do is start monitoring your first AM urine pH.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to get it back to the green zone, 6.4 to 7.0. And you may find yourself blue. That's super bad, where you're up around 7.5 or 8. And then as you begin taking pH Trio, you'll see that it goes way down to acid, and then it builds its way back up to the ideal green zone. Once it's in the green zone, you're now able to recruit good types of calcium, monoorthocalcium phosphate, and you're going to be able to store a reserve, unless you've got rotten teeth or a raging infection somewhere else, you'll be able to store a reserve of the good calcium. And the reason this is so critical, Sarah, is as the day goes on, the body goes acid from use.
Mm-hmm.
As it does, it's looking to recruit the monoorthocalcium phosphate to buffer the blood and take care of everything. If it can't find any, it goes, uh-oh, uh-oh, and it starts decomposing your bone. Okay, it buffers the blood. Everybody's happy until about 5, 6 in the morning. And then it's done with the microcrystalline hydroxyapatite. It pulled out of the bone, and now it says, oh, my Lord, where do I put this?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, I can't excrete it fast enough. I can't put it back in the bone. Uh-oh, I'll stick it in your toe. Oh, I'll stick it in your eye. I'll stick it in your neck. I'll stick it in your elbow. And you got the booby prize. It got stuck in your eye. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so all these things have to be done right, or else this is going to take your vision. So you can't let it take your vision. So if this is too hairy for you to do or you want somebody to help you, you call the Ortoline and you get the name of a QRA practitioner and you stick to this until you've got control and you find any drivers like a rotten tooth or anything else that's immune issues that are keeping you from being well. Okay, where are you located? Are you in Northern California?
Yes.
Okay, well, you've got a good array of QRA practitioners up there, so give a buzz to the Ortoline, and I'm sure that they can get you on track so you don't have to suffer with this, okay?
Yeah, and Dr. Marshall, how many SODs do I have to use?
Typically, at your body size, when this is a very intense acute issue, you'd want to use about 4 per meal. And you only normally need to do that for maybe 3-4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could drop to 2 a meal, do it for 3 or 4 weeks, and you should be able to stop. It should be fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good,
thank you so much.
Good luck, Sarah.
Thanks.
Bye now.